This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump met with North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House Oval Office Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in the making.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled plans Friday to fly commercially to Afghanistan after her office said President Donald Trump announced sensitive travel plans. Trump revoked the use of a military plane for Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress' planned trip to Afghanistan in Brussels late Thursday. The speaker said that the president's move was irresponsible and dangerous.
You just never do. Perhaps the president's inexperience didn't have him understand that protocol. The people around him, though, should have known that, because that's very dangerous.
The White House rejected Pelosi's characterization of the move, which came after the speaker suggested Trump postpone the State of the Union speech as long as the government is shut down. Late Friday, the president said that he would have a major announcement about the humanitarian crisis at the border and the shutdown at 3 o'clock local time on Saturday afternoon. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The White House is denying a BuzzFeed report that President Trump ordered his former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal. The report cited two unnamed law enforcement officials and says that Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress and that Cohen regularly briefed Trump and his family on the Moscow project, even as Trump said he had no business dealings with Russia. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Friday the president had no such dealings with Cohen.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I think that the president's outside counsel addressed this best and said in a statement earlier today that's categorically false.
Late Friday, special counsel Robert Mueller's office disputed BuzzFeed's description of specific statements and the characterization of documents and testimony in their story about Michael Cohen. Cohen pleaded guilty in November to lying to Congress in 2017 to cover up that he was negotiating a real estate deal in Moscow on Trump's behalf. Cohen was recently sentenced to 3 years in prison. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on people in the Democratic Republic of Congo to refrain from violence in the wake of this month's announcement of the December 30th election results. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Since the 10th of January announcement of the provisional results, the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the country has documented at least 34 deaths, 59 people wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the DRC.
The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has contested the results of the election, saying that the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila have both denied that charge. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Thousands of protesters gathered here in Washington for the annual March for Life on Friday. Vice President Mike Pence told the marchers that the Trump administration is committed to the right to life. In a videotaped segment, President Donald Trump assured the crowd they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
The 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which made abortion legal in the United States, remains the law of the land. Wall Street ended the week on a high note with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow was up 1.38%, while the S&P gained 1.32%. The Nasdaq added 1.03%. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.